Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So happy to have you here today on this 27th day of April. Hope that it is a happy, joyful, peaceful day for you. But if you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I hear you. I see you. Well, I don't see you because I'm not God, but I am sorry that you are walking through that. And I pray that there would be a lifting of the fog today, that you would begin to see the fog would lift and you begin to see the Lord's kindness and presence alongside you. Okay, today we're finishing up Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 52 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. They were on their way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going in front of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Jesus again took the 12 and began to tell them the things that were going to happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes. They will condemn him to death and will deliver him to the Gentiles. They will mock him, spit on him, scourge him, and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came near to him, saying, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we will ask." Jesus said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Grant us that we may sit one at your right hand and one at your left hand in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and to be baptized with the baptism that I am being baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." Jesus said to them, "You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink, and you shall be baptized with the baptism that I am to be baptized with. But to sit at my right hand and at my left hand is not mine to give, but for those to whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant toward James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that they who are recognized as rulers over the nation lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever wants to become great among you shall be your servant. Whoever of you wants to become first among you shall be bondservant of all. For the Son of Man also came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." They came to Jericho. As he went out from Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, you, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him that he should be quiet, but he cried out much more, "You, Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him." They called the blind man, saying to him, "Cheer up, get up, he's calling you." He, casting away his cloak, sprang up and came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabboni, that I may see again." Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." Immediately, Bartimaeus received his sight and followed Jesus along the way. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we have two stories where you answer them saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" In the first story, there was glory. They were wanting to receive glory. They want to sit on your right hand and your left. And you basically kindly rebuked them. In the second case, it's a man who has no sight. And he said, "I just want to see." And he restored his sight. And in a way, the first story is like the second. You gave the disciples sight by explaining to them what the reality of the kingdom is. The reality of the kingdom is not about people lording authority over one another. And as I think about that, I think about the modern church, that there's these structures that are built like pyramids, where there's one person at the top who's wielding authority over everybody in the org chart below. But you say, this is not the way the church is supposed to be. This is not the way the kingdom operates. This is not kingdom math. Kingdom math is, if you want to be a leader, get on your hands and knees and serve. Do the hardest thing. Take the lowest seat, the most undesirable place. And Lord, that just teaches me so much. Leadership is not about lording authority over others. Leadership is about followership. It's about servanthood. It's about finding the needs of others and serving them well. Lord, this is such good news for the disciples, but they still don't get it. And yet, Lord, you are so kind to them to explain it. And you're so kind to Bartimaeus to give him his sight back. So, Lord, just restore us in a similar way. Teach us what we need to know and restore the sight that we're missing in understanding the Word of God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. Today's podcast is brought to you by a friend of mine, Tricia Goyer, who has a podcast with her friend Michelle called The Daily Bible Podcast. And they are going through the one-year Bible. You can get that one-year Bible reading plan on the YouVersion Bible app. And they are basically, they just have a 10-minute podcast where they dive into what they've been reading and bring application to it. And the reading for reading the Bible in the year is about 15 minutes a day. You know that I love all of this. And so just Google Daily Bible Podcast. And if you'd like a downloadable about what to read, you can go to trishagoyer.com/daily-bible-podcast.